A station underwriter who shall remain nameless sent us this. Regarding the underwriting, it's funny. We had to hire a marketing firm to help us, and the first thing they did was cancel the agreement that I had with Kate Brandis, saying it was a waste of money. So when Kate called me back and told me that, I, of course, instantly reinstated our agreement. I think of everyone there as my friends, for one, and two, I knew it was the audience I was after. Anyway, to make a long story short, we got a lot of calls from WHQR listeners, and I love pointing that out to the marketeer. Listener Raj wrote, I had thought the classical station was at 96-something frequency, but it looks like it's at 92.7. Wondering what happened. Was there an overlap with another station where you allowed more power at 92.7? Just wondering. Smiley face. And listener Joan wrote, any chance we'll be able to get classical music in our cars again anytime soon? Those of us in southern Brunswick County and in our homes. I wrote to Raj and to Joan that we began classical HQR in 2014 on 96.7, but the power was limited to 99 watts. The 92.7 signal is stronger at 250 watts and has replaced it. We hope to sign on 96.7 again in the future, and if so, it will be in a location serving southeast Brunswick County. We do not yet have a final agreement, but we will keep everyone posted on developments. And Raj wrote back, I'm delighted with the higher power of 92.7. I have a stereo at the office with just a wire antenna, and if placed right, 92.7 gets pulled right in. Listener Ronald Cohen wrote, if they can be obtained, vocal scene programs recorded by George Jelinek might be highly interesting and grow an audience for vocal music. Also, the overnight classical music program is very welcome, but for the sleepless, we need more music, possibly of a quieter sort, and much, much, much less talk. For Ronald and others, we'd recommend that you listen to Pat Marriott's program, The Human Voice, every Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock on 92.7 Classical HQR, and that will continue until the beginning of the Metropolitan Opera Series in December. Teddy and Bill Altruer wrote, we are fortunate to live in Carolina Shores, right on the two Carolinas borders. Here we listen to NPR on WHQR every day, and occasionally to NPR WHMC from Myrtle Beach, Conway. The programs are often similar, but occasionally different, and we do pick and choose sometimes. We are great fans of The Diane Rehm Show, which is not heard on WHMC. Another very interesting show we used to be able to get was at 7 a.m. Sunday mornings on WHMC. It was called On the Media. For some reason, this program was recently canceled in favor of our least favorite show, The Splendid Table. Who wants to listen to foodies go on and on about food at 7 a.m. on Sunday morning? On the Media is a most interesting program which WHQR has never carried at any hour. We wish you could find a spot for it. Well, we'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org, or you can leave a call at 910-292-9477. And many thanks, as always, for your feedback.